This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There is a path. It's no more two timeline, this or deep down in the future, 4, 5, 6 years. No. We know what we need to do this season, next season, and the season after.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We want to compete for titles. Draymond Green thinks they can do that with the acquisition. This is what he had to say over the weekend, Nick. It raised a lot of eyebrows and ears.
Shout out to Jimmy Butler. Completely changed the belief of this team. You know, we started off the year great, and everybody believed. And then continued to believe even though it was going rough. But at a certain point, it don't start going right. You start to lose that belief. And we did. It's like Jimmy was like life support for me. You know, just came and injected a bunch of energy, a bunch of belief into this group. Because of the leader that he is, because of the talent player that he is, because of the guy and dog that he is. And, you know, like I told the guys, we can all fall in line. He's a great guy to follow. Like I said, that belief that, you know, he's brought back to his team. I'm sure you can see it watching. To me, when I'm watching, it looks different. When I'm playing, it feels different.
Well, if you get playoff Jimmy and you have Stephen Curry there and you're in a play-in game situation or, hell, a first-round series, let's say your opponent's, I don't know, the Denver Nuggets or, you know, just the Oklahoma City Thunder. I don't think either of those teams want to face a team that has those two players going up against. They'll feel good about their chances, specifically the Nuggets, because they've won a title. But if you're the Thunder, you're a young and up-and-coming team, it's like, I grew up watching those guys. I know what they could do. There is a level of fear factor there still. Now, am I going to pick them to win the whole damn thing? Probably not. At least not this season. We'll see what they do in the summer. But for right now, Jimmy Butler gives belief and clarity to a franchise that desperately needed it. Mike Dunleavy and Joe Lacob desperately needed this.
Spadone, what the Jimmy deal did for the Warriors was it gave them hope. Prior to the deal, they didn't have hope in that the Warriors from now until the end of time with this group will only ever be judged on titles. This team, the way it was constructed prior to that Jimmy move, they weren't going to win a title. I'd still tell you right now, they're not going to win another title. But I don't think, I didn't think that when they made the Wiggins move and that team, I didn't think they were going to get close to another title, and they did, the bonus title, as Bonte loves to hear. But what Jimmy provided was a hope that things can get better, not just in the short term, the rest of this year. Spadone, from the moment they made that trade and they gave him the money, I've always thought the Warriors' best chance for another title was next year. Immediately, you went, all right, well, this team's like a 500 team. Maybe Jimmy gives them a boost. He has certainly so far. But I don't think that you can turn it around in 20 or some odd games and get to a point where you go, okay, well, get Kuminga back and let's make a run at this thing. I think the playoff games, if they get there, can be more fun because of it. I have always believed, dating back to a couple weeks ago when they made the move, when you pay Jimmy and you get to the summer, you decide whatever you're going to do with Kuminga. But with the assets the Warriors still do have in Kuminga and in those picks, they have enough to get one more guy. So while I agree completely, what the Jimmy move did was provide clarity, a pathway, whatever terminology you want to use, it opened up the next couple years. I still think there's one more move they can make that makes them even better than the group we see right now with Jimmy Butler on top of Steph and Draymond.
Is it like a sexy move? Is it a huge name move? Is it something that's going to be, you know, because let's be frank, they were in a conversation with Lauri Markkanen last summer. They were in a conversation with Paul George. They ended up with Kyle Anderson, DeAnthony Melton, Buddy Hield. Two of those guys are no longer on the team, and Buddy Hield is on his way out of this team.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's bad.
The highlight of Buddy's tenure with the Warriors was a three-point contest.
Hey, he was so close. Steph was right there on the sideline. We haven't even mentioned that, by the way. Buddy Hield coming up just short in the three-point contest. Tyler Hero being the winner of it for the Miami Heat.
Tyler Hero walking out there with some swagger last night in those starting line or lineup introductions.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. But do I think it's a big move? It could be.
Give me some names, Nick.
This goes back to the Bradley Beal conversation of like 6-7 years ago. Who's the guy the Warriors need? They need Bradley Beal.
They do not.
if they can just get Bradley Beal, he's the missing piece. Spadone, I don't know exactly who it is. It's more the idea that it could be possible.
And in fairness, there's going to be names that maybe now don't seem like they're going to be available, and they might be available in the next few months.
Well, who would have ever thought a couple years ago that Jimmy And Miami would have not only this breakup, but that Mike Dunleavy would have the opportunity to get him here, because there's no way that the price point that Jimmy was at when all this started and the price point in any kind of deal or return that you would get back could never have been the same.
Nick, if I told you a year ago, last year, just 1 year ago today, if I were to tell you De'Aaron Fox would be a Spur, Luka Doncic would be a Laker, Anthony Davis would be a Maverick, and Jimmy Butler would be a Warrior, you'd go, no chance.
Yeah, no.
No chance. On all of those, probably.
On all of those.
Maybe Fox you could talk yourself into because the Spurs direction with Wembanyama. But even the Kings were coming off, a playoff series.
They gave Mike Brown the next deal.
Yes.
Like, all right, he's our guy. Well, 9 months later, no, he's not. Yeah. Mike's living the dream, though. I mean,
he's getting paid just to do nothing. Great.
Dang.
Yeah.
But when you look at why they made the move, it makes complete sense to get Jimmy in here to see what can happen with him, with this core. And Spadone, this is where I would go back to the people who would get frustrated at times with the Warriors not making moves. Oh, we should get this guy or that guy. I have not only been around the league, I'm a diehard Cubs fan. I say that because
God bless you.
Ownership, the Ricketts family, they just don't want to spend at the highest levels that it takes to get the best players in Major League Baseball.
Good, because you Cubs fans, you guys get, they're lovable losers. You guys are so mean to Steve Bartman. I watched that 30 for 30. What you did to that poor man did not deserve any look of it. I've always rooted against the Cubs since watching that 30 for 30.
I love that.
You guys are horrible people.
I bring up
the guy
Cubs
had to change his identity.
For an important Warriors point, and I have to hear about Bartman again.
Yes.
You
guys are bad people. And I'm going to let you know that every single time. Cubs fans are the worst. Philly fans are nothing on Cubs fans. What they did to that poor individual, Steve Bartman. Continue on your Warriors point.
Oh, Spadone, a Bartman reference. Oh, I'm going to be sick. But so.
Yeah, so was Steve.
The reason I bring up the Cubs, my own personal fandom, the Ricketts' lack of spending money, is because the Warriors have a guy who has proven over and over again that he will spend in Joe Lacob. And whatever you think of Lacob and the crazy light years comments and everything else, the dude spends money.
You're bringing up the Ricketts, like the guy that just moved up 90 miles north, John Fisher. He is the worst. Like, I don't even care. He is the worst owner in sports currently. It's not even close.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And we have that in the market, given everything that took place last year, the self-sabotage, not even spending on your roster, and then moving up 90 miles north, and now you're actually spending,
Signing players.
Luis Severino, Brent Rooker gets re-signed. Like, it's just a slap in the face. So I have to juxtapose those two ownerships, and we've had shows about it.
I'm sure.
It's A's fans would die to have Joe Lacob be the guy. And it hurts even more because Joe's like, he's talked about it. He's
tried.
I'll take him. I'm ready. But they're not for sale. And he's still going to say, hey, they're not for sale, so I can't really speak on it. But if they were, I would be interested. So yeah, you 100% agree. Yes.
I think that's the thing to keep in mind now, not only after the Jimmy move, but going into the summer and into next season. You know Lacob will spend. He said it in that interview, I think with Slater a week or two ago in regard to Kuminga. Hey, I love the guy. We want to bring him back. It feels like they'll find the right price point somewhere. But Mr. Spadone, when you look at all of what's gone on in the league and the track record that the organization has shown, if you know you have a guy who's going to spend at the highest level and you know you still have Steph, who I don't think the wheels have fallen off yet, although I think there's a noticeable decline from the beginning of the year to now.
I have concerns about Steph going forward. Continue.
I think that when you bring in a Jimmy, and Draymond referenced this too in the hundreds of comments that he made this weekend, what he does is he makes everybody else in the room go, ho, 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 things look different now. So one more time, it's not just about whatever happens in the next 20 or so games, play in, do they get in the playoffs, do they make a push. To me, it was always about the best chance for this team legitimately to go back into the top of the West and have a chance at least competing for another title was next season, because you fill out your roster a little bit more with players who fit around the new era of Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy. With that, knowing that Lakeham can spend whatever he ends up spending to keep Kuminga, or if they move him, I think there's still one more piece or move for them to make that can make them just a little bit better.
Now, is that piece or move that's outside of Jonathan Kuminga? If they choose to move off of him, or are they not going to re-sign him? Is it re-signing Jonathan Kuminga? Or, you know, is it player X that we're not talking about? There's so many different things that could happen this summer. Absolutely. And hey, the season's not over yet. Again, we got 27 games left to go here. Let's see what this team could do this year, because Draymond Green, as he does, stirring the pot, had this to say about their championship odds this season.
I think, you know, we were kind of headed in the wrong direction, thinking we're figuring it out and never figuring it out this year, throughout the course of this year. And since he's been here, we've walked into every game thinking and believing that we're going to win that game. And that goes a long way in this league. When you walk in the game like, we're probably going to lose this game, it's not good. And so he's brought back that belief, and I think we're going to win the championship.
Say that one more time so that everybody hears. Right,
I didn't hear you. My earpiece.
Because they added Jimmy Butler the third. So what did you say?
81?
I'm sorry. I said I think we're going to win a championship, but I lied. We are going to win the championship.
Wow.
You heard it there, Nick. We are going to win the championship.
Yeah, well, Spadone, I didn't hear him say this year, which ties into which ties into what we're talking about right now. What I would only caution everybody listening to us.
Oh, don't be buzzkilling him over here.
I want to caution everybody.
Good vibes.
Draymond, I still remember this because it impacted my own personal life and what I was going to do professionally. We're at a shootaround. I think it was game one of the year of the bonus title.
Oh, okay.
So we're in L.A.
Okay.
And Draymond, we're talking to Draymond, and he, you know, all the mics are out and everything's going. And he's like, we are so far away from winning a title. We are so far away from being a championship team. And I remember I looked at Slater and I was like, man, maybe I should go to Brooklyn. Like, I just don't know if this team is built to get back to the same level. Again, it's not that they can't win more games.
Sure.
Jimmy has shown that they can. It's not that they can't maybe win a series. I always thought if the breaks hit right anyway.
I think they match up well. We've seen all year, like the Rockets, I like their chances against a team like the Rockets.
Absolutely. Who's young. A young team,
especially
who's never been there.
Correct, yes.
But Spadone, when I heard Draymond say it last night, I hear the clip again. I'm transported back to being at then Staples Center going, oh, well, he knows how much work there is in between. They surprised everybody, I think a little bit themselves that year, and they won. More power to them. I think there's too much ground to make up this year in such a short amount of time to think that they can go from being this 500 team, add one guy, and go back to winning a title again this year. Where I think there is credence to what Draymond is saying is, hey, can we win another title with this group if we build out the rest of the roster with guys who fit over the next year, maybe two? Yeah, I think it's within them. It's just such a tough turnaround to make it happen on the fly after a move of that magnitude.
And the wear and tear, like specifically from a guy like Steph this season, that's why the Jimmy move is going to help, I think, going forward. But this season in particular, like the amount of back-to-back Steph's playing, he's dealing with bilateral knee tendonitis. That's something that's not going away. That's something we dealt with, different type of the body, or part of the body, I should say, but the bilateral Achilles tendonitis for Christian McCaffrey last year. Like that sort of stuff's not going away. The wear and tear is not going away. Now going forward, they're going to be able to, you know, hey, Steph, you sit this game, Jimmy will play this, Draymond will suit up. They'll be able to sparse these things out, right? But for this season, what I've seen with the wear and tear from Steph, that's why the All-Star game came at such a great time for them. It's affecting the three-point shot now more than ever. Like, he's not the same Steph from beyond the arc. Like, he's just not. Part of that is the help, the mental and the physical load that he's had to shoulder this season. And part of that's just father time. Like, that's going to be like, Like LeBron, we were talking about, he was awful from three-point land the last couple seasons. Just horrible. Now he's shooting 40%. Like, there's going to be some, now he's got Luka Doncic and Austin Reeves to help him out too, which will supplement that. That'll help. And Jimmy Butler, again, he's not a three-point shooter, but Steph talked to about it after their first game together, Nick, the yin and yang aspect to their game. I think a lot of people are underrating and saying, yeah, I don't know. Like, they're looking at the emotional side, saying like, yeah, Jimmy's like more of a diva. I don't know how he's going to fit with the Warrior culture. You know, Draymond Green, I don't know. But their game on the court complements each other very well.
Yeah, it does.
And I think we underrated that.
It really does, Padone. And you can see as each game passes, everybody's getting more comfortable with one another. On top of the belief, which is huge, and Steph saying, hey, things are easier, which they are. Yeah. Every time they step out on the floor, everything feels a little bit easier as they try and figure one another out. I think the part about how things have changed and what he does for the group is really important, though, because on top of the hope and the belief that Jimmy's brought, the Warriors made this move, Spadone, because it's a bet on culture.
Mm.
It reminds me in that regard of the Wiggins deal, because there were a lot of people, myself at the top of the list, that went, I don't care about the culture. I've seen Wiggins enough to know that you're just not sure what you're going to get out of him night to night. The Warriors understood all along that they have a solid locker room. Steph and Draymond are who they are, especially not only in the stature of the game, but within the organization. They are the two dudes. They are the two faces. And they believed that whatever the problems had been for Jimmy at other stops at other times, he would get into a room with Steph and Draymond where he has their respect and everything would work out just fine. Of course, the honeymoon phase is in full effect right now, and there's plenty of time for different things to happen through the next few years. Everything looks for the moment like it's really clicking, and that respect is only going to grow between those three guys.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. We have a couple callers that want to call in. Still talking All-Star Game, talking Jimmy Butler fit. Just talking about the NBA at large right now as we are. It's actually the more than halfway point of the season. It's more like two-thirds of the way done. We got 27 games to go here. The Warriors are the 10th spot in the West currently. They're tied record-wise with the Sacramento Kings, who obviously have the tiebreaker over them this season. They are a game ahead in the loss column over the Phoenix Suns. And I got to tell you, Nick, that is secretly what I'm craving the most would be. And I get Warriors fans probably don't want to be in this situation, but just chaos is what I love. You know, a little finger in Game of Thrones, chaos is a ladder. I love it. Suns-Warriors. Give me a Suns-Warriors 9-10 matchup. Kevin Durant coming back to the Bay. Jimmy Butler, you got Bradley Beal, just all the drama. Just going back to TNT, we know drama. That would be drama-filled.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.